Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated over on 107.1 FM, and you can stream us online at newsdakota.com. Joining us today on Let's Talk About It, we have Tara Kapp with the RM Stout Running of the Pink. It is coming up so soon. Tara, welcome back to our show.
Eek, we're less than a month away, Warren. I'm so excited.
Yes, this is such a staple summer event in Jamestown. It has been raising lots of money for the area and doing some great things in our area. I think it's the 11th annual.
This is the 12th.
This is the 12th annual. Sir. Oh my gosh. Coming up on June 1st. And Tara, real quick, let's hit on what this is held for.
Okay. So years ago, Casey and the group said, you know, we need to help give back to the community. That's what the Stouts like to do. And we found a need and it has grown ever since. So this is helping cancer, which, you know, I'm going to interject a little bit here in that the other day I was driving home, Warren, and I thought about you because I knew we were going to talk today. And this thought occurred to me that anyone who's listening, I want you to give me 30 seconds of your ear time here, because if I were to say to you right now, name five people you know who have been diagnosed with cancer, you could do it. I know
easy.
You can.
Yeah, easy.
Every one of us can. Mm-hmm. And then if I were to say, name five people you know that were diagnosed this year with influenza A, I bet you couldn't do it. So I'm not trying to bring you down. On one hand, I'm just trying to make you realize that it is so prevalent in our area.
Yes.
And on the other hand, what I'm saying is you could help. So what we're trying to do is give money back to the community for those people who need assistance in early detection. And when it comes to any type of cancer, regardless of what it is, early detection is what saves lives. So if anyone out there has never had a mammogram or a cervical cancer screening, or maybe you've had one, but it's been a few years and now your insurance has changed, or maybe you moved outside of Jamestown, you need travel expenses, but you don't have them to get here.
Right.
The No Excuses program through the Jamestown Regional Medical Center, as well as Women's Way in Jamestown, have programs available to help you cover those costs. And now they had done an extensive research study years ago that had found over 50% of the women in Stutsman County alone have never had a mammogram.
Wow.
Exactly.
Wow.
And that is a staggering number. And they said, this cannot be. Now, men, listen up. You can be diagnosed with breast cancer as well. Mm-hmm. It's rare, but you're in on this. So we need you to listen. And of course, guys, you know people. How many women can you say you know have been diagnosed with breast cancer? It's so prevalent. So this money, 100% of everything we bring in for Running of the Pink, whether it's sponsorship, it's donations, if you're going to be a participant in the event, every penny that you hand over to us goes to the cause and it stays local. And we're helping local individuals all throughout the area and into Stutsman County. So getting involved is just incredible. And this other thought occurred to me, you know, I'm sitting here thinking about that. It's, you know, we can all name people that have been touched by cancer one way or another. Sad, yes. But then I think about it. And it hit me, and I was actually crying in my car. I was on my home way home crying in my car because I'm a sap. But I was thinking about it. Okay, last year we hit over 700 registrants. I don't know how many people. We had between 700 and 800 people on the ground the day of. And I'm thinking about that going, wait a minute. We had people who put aside their differences, their race, religion, creed, sex. They didn't care what political position you took. What they did was come to our dealership. They put on their pink T-shirts. Nobody cared about anything other than just being together and helping those in need and going for a nice jog or a nice walk on a beautiful Saturday morning. Yeah. And when I put that all together, I'm going, wow, it's just, to me, it's awesome. So
it is. It is. And you pointed it out. It is sad. Cancer. Nobody wants us to talk about it. We don't want to think about it. But this unifying thing, this unifying event, raising money for the No Excuses for these screenings, it is just that much more important because of that. Tara Kapp joining us again on Let's Talk About It. Running of the Pink, June 1st, the 12th annual. Again, over 700 last year. We're looking for people to register, and there's a new route people can look forward to this year.
Yes. So, every year we try to add something new, you know, and this year we have decided we are going to run the new route. Now, this is something we've actually put together and have wanted to do for the last couple of years, but now is the right time. So the reason we waited is because all of the construction going out to the hospital from RM Stout past everyone calls it the Menards Road. Okay. There's been a lot of different construction and updates, and we just let them do the roads and we didn't want to interfere. And so this is the first year there's nothing going on. So we're like, we're taking this bull by the horns. And so number one, it's wonderful because it's closer to our dealership. It's just kind of out and back. Number two, we're sending you out to the Jamestown Regional Medical Center. You can see that beautiful facility and kind of see more of the people that are behind the scenes with the No Excuses program. Now, they are always there at Running of the Pink. Those guys come out in full force. We are loving that. But they're very excited that they can kind of welcome the runners and walkers as you come by. So here's how this is going to work. We always start you right in front of the dealership. That is not changing. What is changing is where you're going to end and where you're going to go. So we are just going to let you cruise on out, to the Jamestown Regional Medical Center. Mm. And I can't wait. Hopefully anyone who's driving on the interstate and sees like, you know, 500, 600, 700
people. Wave of pink.
Hopefully they stay in their lanes and are, what's going on? I can't wait for that. But 5K walkers and runners, you will have the same route. So you will just, you'll basically run out on the new road out to the Jamestown Regional Medical Center. There'll be kind of a little curve, if you will, turn around inside the parking lot. And we'll have folks out there to let you know where to go. You're going to turn around, come back the way you came, and you're going to end where you started, okay? 10Kers, for those of you who are able to do that, hats off. It's amazing. You are actually going to run past the hospital. Going to head over to that gravel road and then take a sharp turn left. You're going to head south. And I want to say it's about a mile or so. We'll have it well marked and we'll have somebody at the turnaround point to make sure you don't go farther than you're supposed to.
Stop.
Yeah. Turn around.
They get in that mindset and they just keep going. Yes. So we want them to be on the right path. Yes.
So we'll make sure that you don't run to South Dakota. And you'll turn around and come the way you came. Come back the way you came. So everyone will start and finish right there at the dealership. And we are incredibly thankful for that beautiful road, and it's going to work just perfect. Hey, the dog stop is going to be there again this year.
Awesome.
So for any of you who have ever been on that road, there's kind of right in the center between Menards and the hospital, there's kind of a dead end right there, you know what I'm talking about, yep. Where eventually they might build another road, and it's kind of off the beaten path. We will have our dog stop there, our water stop. So water stop for humans, water stop for dogs. Thank you to Kay at Prairie Paws, who's going to offer that again. So, yes, you can bring your family pet. We just ask that they are on a leash, obviously, and current with their shots, please.
Yes.
So it's a family-friendly event. You know, we've talked about this before, Warren. If anyone's listening to me going, really, you want me to run? Yeah. No, you don't have to. You can walk. There's no age restrictions. There's nothing restricting you from being out there. Put on your favorite pair of tennies. If you don't have one, wear your Crocs, whatever you want to do.
Whatever you want to do.
Yeah. And so it's all ages, everyone. We just want everyone to be involved, family friendly, obviously. And
And again, we point out it's for that cause, those screenings, raising money for the No Excuses program, which is so important for our area. So the Running of the Pink, June 1st, Tara Kapp again with us right now and Let's Talk About It. And in order to keep these funds 100% donated to the No Excuses program, there's a need for those sponsorships, and there's a lot of sponsors that help make this possible.
Absolutely. And, you know, we do want to point out that when you are a sponsor of Running of the Pink, your funds actually do not go to helping us put the race together, meaning it's not paying for the marketing, it's not paying for the t-shirts, it's not paying for the insurance. It's you getting involved, and every penny that you give us from your sponsorship goes to the event. Casey years ago said, listen, I will foot the bill, okay? I'm picking up the tab, so if you give us money, it's not going to us. Right. It's going to the event. So we have so many sponsors that hop on because they do want to get involved. And We Drive for a Cure is one of our top. That is the Lorene and Jerry Iverson crew. And maybe you guys know them from running a major taxi service during the Running of the Green. And all the funds that they raise for 12, 14 hours of work. My gosh, those guys put in so much time. All the money that they raise, and it's all free will donations from their taxi service, they split between three charities in Jamestown, and they chose Running of the Pink because they've got some people they know and love that have been touched by cancer as well. So holy buckets, thank you to those guys. Napa Auto Parts in Jamestown, Cavendish Farms, Valley Sales, Budweiser, the University of Jamestown, Edgewood Vista, Unison Bank, AgriCover, U.S. Bank, and our Armstead employees, too, donate as well. So hats off to all those guys. Also to the Jamestown Sun and to you guys here at Big Dog and over at KSJB as well. You guys all donate advertising for us. We appreciate it. KCSI-TV, the replay channel, they're there every year.
Yep.
They're videotaping stuff. They're taking a zillion pictures. Hats off to those guys for helping us out. Both Anytime Fitness and Track Family Fitness, they donate memberships so that we can give those away after the event.
Right.
Awesome. We're just loving that. IDK Bar and Grill as well. He gives us tons of gift certificates we give away. D&B Portables, thanks to those guys bringing out our porta potties. You have to have those.
Yes,
you
do.
Newman Signs, thumbs up to them as they actually wrapped our cornhole boards this year. Hey,
yes.
Quick mention about that. We have two pair of Running of the Pink cornhole boards that we are raffling off again this year. It's $10 a ticket, and we'll draw the winners after the event on June 1st. You do not have to be present to win. And I do recommend you hit our Running the Pink Facebook page, Armstout Facebook page, or our Instagram page to see pictures of those, because they're so cool. They're so cool. The Jamestown Rural Fire Department, those guys for the last number of years have been involved. They bring their trucks up, help us block off the streets. They help us with just traffic control.
Yep.
And every year they do something a little bit new. And I've been blessed enough to where I know a lot of the guys on the group. And every year, myself and a few of the members of the Rural Fire Department get the bunker gear on. They let me wear bunker gear and kind of be a poser. And we actually do the 9/11 stair climb in Bismarck in our bunker gear. Well, last year they said, hey, if we can do the stair climb, we can do the 5K at Running of the Pink. And they walked the 5K Running of the Pink in their full bunker gear.
It was awesome.
Yeah, and they're already talking about doing it again. So not sure who's going to suit up, but hats off to them. And Dakota Brands always donates some yummy goodies for us to snack on that morning. You need a carb load. They'll give us some, you know, some bagels, you know, made right here in Jamestown. And then Ford Direct as well, even nationally. They always donate a lot of stuff for us at RM Stout, and they help us, you know, they just get involved. So anyone who's ever, anyone, if you're just, we've even had people that say, you know, I can't be there, but here, here's $20, here's $40. We had a gal last year that was online and she registered for the 5K and then donated $200. Wow. And I called her up and I said, you know, are you sure you didn't miss a decimal? We didn't want to charge you. And she said, no, I want to give extra money.
Wow.
And you just, you sit there and you think about it and you go, people, you're so generous. Mm-hmm. We can't thank you enough. So if you want to get involved by just registering or however you can get involved, that's all we ask. And it does make a difference. It makes a difference. You make a difference.
Absolutely. Get involved. The key word there. We want you to be there. We want you to participate. Again, if you don't run, you can walk. If you don't want to walk or run, you can donate. Mm-hmm. Any way helps. It all helps. The No Excuses program gets donated and stays local. And Tara, there's a lot of ways people can get registered. We encourage them to do it beforehand so there's not big lines out there. So they can do it beforehand, right?
Absolutely. The early bird registration runs through May 18th, so you got a couple weeks. And so right now that means that kids and seniors, so I believe it's 12 and under or children, 16 older seniors are just $15. And the rest of us in that middle group there, it's $20. And then if you miss the early bird, it just jumps up $5. You can certainly register the morning of. However, it does get a little congested, you know, 600, 700, 800 people on the ground, just letting you know. So if you're able to register ahead of time, great. If you're not sure what your schedule is and you might want to wait till you wake up that morning to decide what your energy level is, we get it. We'll take your registration right up till about, 20 minutes before the event starts, which, by the way, is at 9 a.m. So thinking of that, you can stop into the dealership. We have the registration forms there. You can print them out online at stoutcars.com, stoutcars.com. You can also find the printable forms on our Facebook page. We would love for you to look up Running of the Pink on Facebook. Like us. Be our friends. Or you can register online. There is a small fee. I think if you do the $20, I think it's like $1.50 or something. So you can register online at stoutcars.com. or our Facebook page. And just to let you know, too, the week of the event. So Monday we are closed because that's Memorial Day. Is that correct? Do I have the right holiday?
Right. You are right. Yes.
Okay, good. Woohoo. And then that Tuesday through Friday, we do a big week of the packet pickup. So we'll have all of the swag bags with the T-shirts and all of our goodies in them. We'll have those all ready. So you can come in that week, pick up your bags. You can register that week if it's more handy for you.
Yes.
We do have a lot of people that their businesses get teams together, their families get teams together. If you want to come pick everybody's bags up, you certainly can. And, you know, if we can put that little note in that if you call us ahead of time, we can put the bags together and put them, you know, aside so you don't have to wait for us to grab those. But so the week of the event is the packet pickup. And then Saturday morning is the event. And again, you can register that morning. So, you know, in the last couple of years, we've always had a little something to do the days before the event. And so this year, we're also going to do the 12 days of Running of the Pink. 12th day, obviously, will be the day of. So the Tuesday, not the Tuesday, the second Tuesday before the event, which I believe is the 21st, we will start little goodies. So each day we'll have something related to our Running of the Pink. And we just hope that everyone plays along. And, of course, you can follow us online. Our antics are always on there. You never know what we're going to come up with. Yeah. But so we'll have our 12 days of the Running of the Pink, and we have our cornhole boards, and you can get registered. And, I mean, there's just so many ways to have fun.
So much happening. So, again, like Tara said, get to their Facebook page, get to their website, get signed up, stop in and sign up as well. They'd love to see your smiling faces there. Tara, thank you so much for joining us, and we'll look forward to talking to you again closer to the run.
You know it, Warren. Thank you.